Blog Talk Radio.
Check it out.
Introducing the new and improved taste of Pepsi Zero Sugar. Now more delicious. Zero never tasted so good. Try it now.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Prophecy in my walk, got body in interval, hellfire in my back, only me and mirrors know. Lesser vessels could put the fear in those, but keep it. Brown minds, my people ain't hearing those. Million bands, give me a pair of those. Wealthy compatible as far as these patterns go. Straight running, don't risk no 6 feet over laterals. Eastside Dragon District, west side fishers, call me Gyarados. Turn impossible to I see Gyarados. School of hard knocks like back in the 90s, me wearing clothes. Them alum bars, I'm graduate to your repair low. And them a gyal who are the wood stealer inside of the flow. I don't believe in comparisons, I don't believe in no competition, but to be is unbearable. Stuck in the cliche, not characteristic of the heat that I travel through. I've been summertime on Sabbath, my wave indeed just sabbatical. No K, no KJ, but me, I'm so radical. Turn the sheriff's baby fanatical, pay me collateral. When the last time you heard or heard them seeing so casual, linking wordplay and rhetoric on top being grammatical. You can go ahead and miss me with the attitude. You can go ahead and meet me on the avenue. Squash it like grown men's on foam and chrome mesh with flows. And the gold is golden, the lynx will collect. The lynx is gon' sweat, the lynx is alright. The feet will go left, the deep will so slept. Will creep its nose breath, hovering seas of bodies we breathe. And God bless this measure needed by the primus, the hell of Cletus. Brooklyn, the Philly G's, I mean.
Prophecy in my walk, got body in interval, hellfire on my back, only me and mirrors know. Lesser vessels go put the fear in those, but keep it. Brown minds, my people ain't hearing those.
Million bands, give me a pair of those.
Well, be compatible as far as these patterns go. Straight running, don't risk no 6 feet over laterals. Eastside Dragon District, west side fishers, call me Gyarados. Leave out my mama eyes. Winter far too warm for the shivers I felt when mama died. I can no longer pretend as if Jetty has not arrived. I'll give y'all the count of five right before I switch it up. I'll give y'all accounting vibes. Talking records and books. Talking writing for pain and we talking effortless jokes. Yours a nebulous push. Summers I'll be laser sharp. Leave the crevices cooked to leave a Meredith shook. Be as strong as an ox. I'll curry a tail. I'll bloody the gym. I'll carry the tail. I'll carry the belt. When the supreme mind tell me his kids listen, how you think I carry myself? You can go ahead and miss me with the attitude. Or you can go ahead and meet me on the avenue. Squash it like chrome men's on foam and chrome mesh where tones and poems rest with hope. The flow is Rolex, the speech is croquettes. The feet will go left, the deep where soul slept could reach and hold step. Resurrect season, we breathe and God bless. Measure is needed and the cream shit.
No cream.
Ain't no cream.
Yeah. This is the product of WBNN. This is the O-N-E. This is a product of WBNN. Soul Genius Shampoo with Jetty 8-Track on air now from Lagos. Dial in 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join in the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. When I was young, my mommy used to regale me with all sorts of stories from back home, you know. If y'all didn't know, I was born in Brooklyn, New York. My whole life has been East Coast as far as where I've been residing. My whole background has been Liberia as far as who brought me up. Ideologies, lessons of life, love. you know, there was even a few times when I eavesdropped and when my mom had grown conversations, you know what I'm saying, with other people. And there were many other times when my mom used to give me personalized stories from when she was back home, you know. And between the two, this one right here is one of these such stories. I remember that my mom used to tell me about my auntie. Never got a chance to meet her, but it was her sister. She was a beautiful woman. My mom came from the humble beginnings of Zozo, Liberia, a rural village out there. And in the family, she had a beautiful sister. I mean, jaw-dropping, beautiful, gorgeous. And, you know, that was a commodity back then. If you ain't had no dollars, you know. So because of her beauty, just her radiance, just her countenance alone, dignitary, if you will, royalty from another village came across her, fell in love with her beauty, took upon himself to have my auntie as his wife. Immediate life change, you know. So my mom's sister started dressing in the finest of cloths. You dig? I mean, all sorts of adulation and accolades that you can imagine that comes with having money and comes with having power and influence was now my auntie's. So one day when my auntie was walking around with the bodyguards that she was walking around with now, because, you know, she's living a high life, she came across a bridge. Yeah, it was a bridge. It was a monkey bridge. For all my people in Lagos, Nigeria, I know what I'm talking about when I said monkey bridge. She came across a monkey bridge. And at this monkey bridge, there was a country devil. For those who don't know that might be listening, and if y'all not tuned into what it is, when we said country devil, there was a spirit. There was an entity that guarded this bridge. And this country devil had a law. Had a rule: when you cross this bridge, you gotta close your eyes. You can't open your eyes to see anything that a devil doing when you cross that bridge. Because what was meant for that devil to do and not for human being to see. And only for the spirits to see. So if human beings see it and not for human being to see, something will happen for human being because not meant for human beings to digest that thing there, whatever the devil was doing. So my auntie was about to cross the bridge. The country devil saw my auntie and warned her and told her to, you know what I'm saying, just recognize what's going on, you know what I mean, reminded her of the rules. And my auntie, instead of being humble, told the country devil that, you cover your face when I'm passing. Do you know who I am? And that's what the devil did. The country devil covered his face and turned his face while my auntie crossed the bridge. It was said that from that day on, my auntie contracted a disease that, you know, over on this side, we would call leprosy. You know, her flesh started falling off of her body. Limbs started falling off. And when my auntie, you know, got to that decrepit condition, there's a village. There's a place in the bush, not even a village set. There's a place in the bush that they will go and send the derelicts of society to go live, to be away from everybody else. They would call it, they'll just put the people in the bush. That's when my auntie was relegated to, and my mom used to go and visit her. And one of the last times that my mom saw her, she said she looked like, you know, just a huge nub, you know, no limbs, no nothing. And my mom would go over there, visit her, you know, cook food for her and take care of her until my auntie passed away. Good evening, world. Live from Lagos, Nigeria, to Elkins Park, PA, you are now tuned into the life in the form of radio frequency. Tonight on Soul Genius Shampoo, we're going to be discussing the power of silence and why silence is golden. Tonight's question: when has silence ever saved you? Dial in and tune in, 516-453-9133, and press 1 to join the conversation. But before we go any further, a word from our sponsor, This program is brought to you in part by Auntie's Apothecary. Visit myauntiesapothecary.com. That's myauntiesapothecary.com. For your healthy dose of herbal teas and supplements to boost your system and to fortify your fly. Ladies, you know your auntie got you with the popular blend, Yanni Blossom. Curated to balance your hormones, increase your sex drive, lubrication, and to restore the flora. And listen, when you go and visit your auntie, you tell her that Jenny A-Track sent you by putting in the code 8-TRACK. That's the number 8, T-R-A-C-K, for 15% off your first order. That's right. We looking out for the people, y'all. And in this particular instance, a special one for the ladies. That's right. Make sure that y'all visit myauntiesapothecary.com, myauntiesapothecary.com, and get up on your fly. He that keepeth his mouth, keepeth his life. My mommy, the devout believer in Christ and the Most High that she was, kept instilling this among many other gems in my mind throughout my years. Once again, coming from a small rural village in Zorzor and hustling and keeping enough faith to have ended up in the Northeast Philadelphia, America, mainly by her own grit, sweat, blood, and tears. She often emphasized the importance of humility, of being humble, remaining faithful in God. Of course, she saw that, you know, so much was going on throughout the years that she stayed here in America, or even from her time being in Africa, in Liberia, during her transitioning into a young woman from being a child, even before stepping foot in the States and seeing the power of being humble, seeing the power of humility for 60 years of her life. Of course, that helped to lend her insight and wisdom. As a proper parent, as a good steward, our job is to provide, to protect, and to prepare. She heard many of people's tales of people who lost their lives in more ways than one because of their inability to tame the power of their tongue. It's something I somewhat struggled with growing up, you know, being the type that always called it how I saw it. I didn't care no matter what, no matter who. As word to my own mommy, I got into mad tips with my mommy just by calling things out and not really playing the face too much, you know what I'm saying? But at 35 years of life, I can sit and appreciate the many faucets of wisdom my mother poured into my cup before she transitioned. I strive to listen to a lot more than I speak as far as other people with conversations. I ask questions that beg for clarity in order for me to listen more intently. I know the sharpness of my speech, how ill and how wicked my tongue can be, so I strive to speak with compassion and understanding instead of emotionality. Not only out of honoring my own mother, but out of grounding myself in the principle that we all are connected and no one is better than the next. Coming up next is the track by international phenomenon, the player of all players, the global scale, ones and two, Bone Breaker, DJ Legend Olatsky.
Money crisp on your ass. too, from the back and the front. So don't bless, bless your blood.
Yeah. Wow.
Gather children, come gather parents, come gather round. The master sound when the chatter scowls from scattered vowels and nouns, renounce and spread ill through gossip and nonsense. I process thus to addle down and clear up these gems I've washed from graveled grounds. The golden shower from golden hours to lather crowns. Son, I've seen silence that shook temples and broke altars. From the hardly woke to the most conscious. How do you propose to lay slaughter to monsters and toss in embers when flames assemble through what they conjure? Then smoke signal to post riddle statements of horror. Beware, that temperature feel like Satan's your sponsor. Twas the tongue that introduced original sin. No coercion distorted the origin spirit within. I heed. You keep your foot on the gas, the fuel burn out. So how you think motor mouths turn out? You heard me? Tonight's question, when has silence ever saved you? Dial in or tune in, 516-453-9133, and press 1, join in on the conversation. If you have any gems regarding this, go ahead and speak your mind and let the people know exactly what's going on. I say what I say in my verse. Because it's a really, I don't want to say unwritten law, but unappreciated jewel in being able to understand how strong power and influence can be with presence, with being in the now, and not distorting the frequency so much with a whole bunch of chatter, with a whole bunch of hot air, and with not allowing other people to add to the pot. Because what we cooking at the end of the day, you know? They say that a wise man knows that he knows nothing at all. So if that's the case, then what you talking so much for? I said, gather children, come gather parents, come gather round. Come gather round, 360, that's a circle. I'm not trying to be profound, I'm just saying what it is. This is not a deep sound from parents to children. This is just being profound. I announce the master sound when chatter scowls from scattered vowels. That means those that like to speak don't like it when speech is tuned out. And nouns renowned to spread ill through gossip and nonsense, I process thus to addle down. Now, I had to look up the definition of addle, people. I'm not even going to hold you. And sometimes I like to rhyme and put things together and make sense of it, how I make sense of it before it even makes sense the way that universal sense might make sense of words. You know what I'm saying? So addle means to confuse, to not make sense of things, basically. So in order for me to make addle down make sense, the next line was to clear up, to bring the confusion down, to bring the clarity up. These gems I've washed from graveled grounds, that's grounding, people. It's essential for us to not be so head held high in the clouds that we forget our feet take us to places that we go. That it takes for heads held high for us to see mountaintops, but it also takes for us to recognize that the soles of our feet connected to the ground allows us to move in such a way that we can go the places that we envision, as above, so below. The golden shower from golden hours to lather crowns, sun, I'm talking lights. I've seen silence that shook temples and broke altars. I'm talking fright. You see, it's a certain type of mind that can sit in silence and not need, feel that they're forced to say something, compelled, if you will. uncomfortable too, huh? Can be awkward. And I feel that, especially coming from where I came from, a lot of people feel that if I don't respond right now, if I don't say something in this moment, it's going to be weird. Weird to who? Weird to what? Where's the patience at? Where your virtue at? Don't you know that if you are always at the mercy of the next person's energy and feeling you need to do something, that you relinquish your own power? Don't you know that the person who leads the orchestra turns their back on the audience to focus on the music? Or have we forgotten? Shh. From the hardly woke to the most conscious. How do you propose to lay slaughter to monsters and toss in embers when flames assemble through what they conjure? My mama used to say this, and it was something that always stuck with me. She would say, fight fire with fire. I used to love hearing that because it's something that I grow up with, and it's something that just resonated with me. Like, yeah, somebody want to get fired up and fight fire with fire, you know what I mean? Sounds good. Sounds cool. You know what I mean? But what instance would you be able to use fire on fire to put fire out? Wouldn't that just feed the fire? Wouldn't that cause the flames to be more engorged, to consume more faster, more fury, more hotter? Perhaps that was the case. Perhaps that was the whole point. Because if you fight fire with fire, everything burns up and turns to ashes. The elements change. And from the ashes, new things can grow, like the phoenix. Then smoke signal the post-riddle statements of horror. Beware, that temperature feel like Satan's your sponsor. Twist the tongue that introduced original sin. No coercion distorted the origin spirit within. Now, what I mean by that is quite simple. If you went to the word and you know that Eve was tempted by the serpent to eat the fruit, there was no force involved. Nobody put a gun ahead. And mind you, this ain't for me to put anybody down or to say that women are this and that, because if we're going to keep things all the way funky, I think Adam was a bitch ass anyway. You dig? That's just me. Everybody accountable in the story of original sin. But that's a gem for another time. There was no force. There was no threat. There was a promise. How we often fall from grace due to promises. There was only a promise that if you eat this fruit, you'll gain more than what's being held from you. And that maybe God might be jealous, might be overprotective, might not trust you in not eating the fruit. 'Twas the tongue that introduced original sin. The power of the tongue, people. There was a thing that became popular over the last 10 years where people would say, FYL, F my life, FML, pardon me, F my life, when something would happen, you know, you don't get the promotion that you wanted, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might just happen to be in a situation where the girl you wanted to get with or the man you wanted to get with found somebody else, or you couldn't pay the rent for the month, or bills caught up, they cutting off the lights, they cutting off the water. You know what I mean? You might have lost a job. You might have lost a friend. And you say, yo, F my life. I never got down with that. Never understood it. Life is too valuable. It's too beautiful of a blessing for me to cuss it. Like, I take words very serious, people. I'm semantically driven, even to the degree in which it sometimes harms me, because it's hard for me sometimes to catch on to social cues. It's hard for me sometimes to bounce between the worlds of literal talk and sarcasm and parody and satire, the way that often a lot of people tend to effortlessly skip and maneuver and dance through those worlds, I got to fall back and take my time and understand where the vehicle is shifting, because I take words very seriously. In fact, I took words so serious when I was young, the English language was entirely boring to me. English was always the class that I was proficient in and I excelled in, but it was just something about the way that people spoke that was just boring to me. I would read stories and the illustrations would be great. The moral of the story would be something I could cling to, but golly, the way people talk was boring as anything. It took Shakespeare and Edgar Allan Poe and Khalil Gibran, minds like that, Pablo Neruda, for me to understand how beautiful words and language could be, even the English language, and how they can be assembled and sequenced. But I couldn't get lost in the flowery talk of poetry, so much so that I was ignorant of the message, a gift and a curse, but also one of the reasons why I'm accountable to my word. If I say something, I mean it. It comes to pass because my energy is attached to it. And there is no vacillation. There is no arbitration. There is no ambiguity. It is what it is. Track coming up next by DJ Phenomenon, the person that moves the sun, moon, and the stars whenever he hits up on them 1-2s and introduces the bars. Hey, DJ Olasky, come and talk to us, mate.
Yo, the streets love me, man. I love the streets. I know y'all ain't think I was doing some fruitcake shit. Y'all know me better than that.
Hey, yo, I should have been out. I'm deadly when I pull the pin out. Keep frontin', I'ma try your chin out. I knocked a lot of men out. I left them on the floor, spittin' flim out. It's either that or I'ma squeeze the cat and pop pin out. You see Cody on ice, spinning, digged out, white linen. And if a bitch don't like me, she must like women. Every time I come around, you see your wife grinning. Don't be mad, cause your career's in the ninth inning. It's over now, nigga, leave the game. I'm from the danger zone where MCs get slain. We're thugs that never hesitate to squeeze the flame. We're niggas be taking drugs just to ease the pain. Hustlers flip cokey, 48 hours like Nick Nolte. When I was OT, yo bitch wrote me. First day home, I dived in it, left a thighs in it. Now that bitch be paid to me every 5 minutes. MCs are squashing this face, it's all about the Benzies. So why your bills got washed in face? A lot of cats be frontin', mad singles with a 50 on top. L trying to have the city on lock. Piece of Biggie and Pop, cause they really were hot. Rap game, heavy hitters, it's a shame they no longer with us. Niggas wanna be L, ladies wanna see L. If I go to jail, you in jail, stayin' free L. What?
Word up, man. That hungry. You ready to fight a nigga on
ball. All my wolves in the house, all you live for what? See Harlem about to get it, all live for nuts. Only ghetto nigga shine, who gon' rise with us? In the first cat who acts, we gon' size them up. All my wolves in the house, all you live for what? See Harlem about to get it, all live for nuts. Only ghetto nigga shine, who gon' rise with us? In the first cat who acts, we gon' size them up. Hey yo, I hear a lot of bitch in your talk. See a lot of switch in your walk. Only thugs get rich in New York. Time is running out. Niggas like L, when you coming out? Because they sick of all this drag queen shit. Your wife missing, I'm the nigga she was last seen with. Me and Ron hit it up on some tag team shit. A bunch of niggas got smoke for the cash. Used to ride Greyhounds with dime holes and stuff the coke in their ass. Crazy beefs got provoked in the past. A lot of wigs got split. A lot of innocent kids got hit. Harlem World be the place of my birth. Believe me, son, we breathe the smoothest niggas on the face of the earth. Mike got steadily smoke, rhymes cleverly wrote. As long as I can rock a crowd, I would never be broke. Some old treated me like a bum nerd when I was unheard. Now I'm icy, I ain't gotta say one word, you dumb bird. I push whips while you walk all day. And I hate when strange niggas wanna talk all day. Clown ass shit, hate to be around that shit. You don't know me, just say what's up, give me a pound, that's it. When I was at the steakhouse, pulling cake out, you was at the cheap Chinese shit, getting takeout. How you make out? You took the fake route, you wanna break out. You couldn't get a bitch before you put your tape out. What?
Fucking punks. Niggas like you get robbed every day.
All my wolves in the house, all you live for what? See, all about to get it, all lies or nuts. Only ghetto niggas shine, who gon' rise with us? In the first
Yes, sir. Much love to DJ Brother O. Olatsky, the doctor's in the house, if you didn't know. Tonight's question, when has silence ever saved you? Dial in to tune in, folks, 516-453-9133 and press 1. Join in on the conversation if you have some gems regarding this or something to say or something to add regarding the power of silence. When I was young, talking about early high school years, sometime around 9th, 10th grade, it was likely 9th. Might have actually even been earlier than that. But for the sake of the story, we're going to call it early high school years. I remember I used to have a weird dynamic with some people, you know what I mean? I was always amicable, you know, easy for me to make friends, but that also came at a cost. Sometimes in me being able to make friends, I had to go through the being bullied phase, and, you know, it is what it is. I take no victimization upon my head because I was at points I used to bully people as well, you know what I'm saying? I felt the balance of life on both ways. So there was a dude at, you know, keep names out of the situation, we're just going to call him Nubs, you know what I mean? Because unfortunately, there was a situation in which he had an M80, and apparently some dude around his way was trying to take it from him, and he refused to give it to that person, and he tried to hide it behind his back, and some other dude came up on the slick, lit the M80 in his hand, it blew up, and it blew off his finger. So one of his hands had all Nubs, you know what I'm saying? But he was a seemingly confident fellow, you feel what I'm saying? He wasn't hesitant at all to speak and assert himself. He kind of reminded me of a Chris Tucker, you know what I'm saying? So when I got to know that he was rapping and I was hungry but just thirsty and trying to get myself into any situation regarding finding myself the opportunity, if that took its sign, you know what I'm saying? I jumped at it. So he told me that he had a studio. I came to his spot. We went into his shed. Let me clear my throat. When we went into his shed, he had a weird setup. From one of the descending beams, he had a microphone. I never seen that before. To me now, ingenuous, you know what I'm saying? Or pardon me, ingenuity, genius even. Get it how you live. Make it work for you how you need to make it work for you. But my young self at the time, seeing the images I was seeing about studios and this and that third, that shit was funny to me. I still recorded and did my little thing on it. But the next day I went to school, man, my friends was telling me this, that, and the third. Yo, man, you did this. Oh, I heard that you did. And here I go. Young, trying to be cool, letting loose on people's private affairs that nobody else needs to know nothing about if they ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm telling people, oh, man, he got a messed up little situation, da-da-da-da. I don't know how I phrase it, but I know it wasn't the most gracious and grateful ways of being able to promote somebody, you know what I mean? So word got back to him, obviously, at school. He called me on my stoop, wanted to beat me up. I had to be like, oh, please don't punch me. Please don't beat me up. You know what I'm saying? Really wanted to beat me up, but I talked my way out of it. We ended up being cool. Not too long after, now remember I told you he's seemingly confident. He likes to talk a lot. I likened him on to Chris Tucker for a reason. So this dude popping his pop, you know what I'm saying? We used to ride the school bus to get to high school. It was like maybe like a 10-15 minute ride. So you had enough time if you needed to catch up on homework on the bus ride, you know what I'm saying? Just a nice little buffer period between you getting off the bus, on the bus, before you get to school, after you leave your crib, it's a nice little buffer period for you to, you know what I'm saying, unwind before you have to, you know, go to school and do your thing. So there was this dude, we just going to call him Johnny. Johnny, he was cool. He ain't mess with nobody, but Johnny was gay. Now, the reason I say this is for a reason. I'm not just saying this, you know what I'm saying? But even though whatever his sexual preference was, he was cool. You know what I'm saying? He kicked back. He liked one of my homeboys. And we used to laugh at my homeboy at the time because of my homeboy took it like a G. You know what I'm saying? He was able to talk to them and let them know I ain't about that life, but they still stayed cool because he respected them. And it was love. You know what I'm saying? So one day, Nubs gets on the bus and he's talking mad crazy. And he says something about gay people, and, you know, Johnny overheard it. So Johnny checks him like, man, what you saying? Nubs is like, da-da-da-da, he don't care, yeah. Now, what I didn't mention, y'all, is one of the things that Nubs likes talking mess about is the fact that he's a golden glove. Now, apparently Nubs boxed. He used to talk about this all the time. Not too sure if this was the truth or a defense mechanism for him so that people would leave him alone. Whatever the case, he talked about it any chance that he got, how he was a golden glove boxer. So he pops this mess at Johnny, and Johnny's like, I don't care if you're a golden glove boxer, a golden boxer, whatever it is, man. You say that one more time, you got a problem with me. Nubs goes ahead and says it. So, you know how it is, folks. If y'all went to school on the school bus, you know what I mean? The fights always popped off when the school bus let you off. You know what I'm saying? It will usually pop off after school because before school, if you popped off on a fight, you get in trouble. It's the dumbest time to fight. You write down school grounds. The principal can get you. You're going to miss class, whatever. There's a lot of highlights around why you shouldn't be late to school, why you shouldn't be disruptive on school grounds and things of that nature. But as soon as that bell rang, get on that bus let you off. That was like the let out of the club back then, you know what I'm saying? As soon as you got off of this school bus, it was on, whatever it was. As far as trying to walk with the girl you like, as far as trying to fight, as far as whatever you and your homies want to do, that's when it went down. So today, Johnny chilled. Wait until they got off the bus. Nubs thought it was sweet. Johnny gave Nubs a thrashing, people. Beat Nubs' ass. Now, I'm not saying this to be funny. I'm not saying this to throw shade. Now, I done got my ass beat before. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying this is a means to emphasize towards the power of just being silent and just pushing the narrative and not necessarily needing to say things. A strong person doesn't need to assert themselves in order to be felt when they step inside of a room. And maybe if Nubs, being the golden gloves that he was, didn't pop the stuff that he used to pop all the time, he wouldn't have experienced that. But then again, if he didn't experience that, maybe he wouldn't have learned the life lesson that he needed to learn from it. It's a blessing in everything, folks. Word on. This story is still funny to me. I ain't even going to hold you. But most important is the gem. Being able to know when to speak. Being able to know, is it necessary for me to speak? Am I speaking kindness? Am I speaking love, understanding to a situation? Am I uplifting someone in the situation or am I bringing down? You see, people, when it comes to war, you got to be on an understanding that whatever happens, whatever should be, you're prepared for it. You know, that's war. When it comes to love, the same accord goes, but the difference is the unconditional value of love, of being able to put your ego aside, to truly allow somebody else to understand that they are not alone. That triumphs everything. Because a lot of people do a lot of crazy stuff simply because they feel alone. When all it takes is just one person to go outside of their way, go outside of their shoes, outside of their jacket, outside of their comfort zone, and let somebody know you're not the only one naked out here as well, bro. Track coming up next by DJ International, globally renowned, locally respected, but all universally directed. DJ Olad Ski, come on with it.
1971, 1999, the great Lamont Coleman, Big L, one of hip-hop's gems, gone too soon, the age of 27. Big L, rest in peace.
Yeah, yeah. Flamboyant entertainment. Yo, y'all fellas like to dress them chicks, impress them chicks, spend money to dress them chicks. I sex them chicks and send them home. Coleon is known to be stoned. When I bone, I'm rubbered up in case that chick full blown. The other night around 8 p.m. Pockets crazy slim, jumped out the gray BM. Went to the ATM, took a foul out. Then later on I had the wild out in the club, knocked some coward and his pile out. Then afterwards went to the restroom, kissed for style out. Now I'm thinking, what chick number I could dial out? Cause it's L, the Harlem Pimp, baby. For real, I got more dimes than that Sprint lady. And that's ill, player haters be giving me harsh looks. But I'm trying to sell records like Garth Brooks. So F them all, when it's cold, I throw the skelly on. A legal chip, keep my celly on. Mega ice is what I'm heavy on. If it ain't Chris L, boo, I guess it's Perry on. If the 9-9's too tight, I throw some jelly on. You'll try to tax to watch the 9-mil verse. I've been off the scene over 3 years and cats are still thirst. They hear Big L drop the ill verse. So all you unsigned cats that wanna battle, get a deal first. I sport the bulletproof, fitted hat, that attitude, you better get rid of that. Wherever you force is where you gon' get it at. What? I say steps, I go to sleep with my steel. Making figures while you broke cats, keeping it real. L is rat, most live as cat. I'm getting stacks while you asking people, do you want fries with that? I rob bags in the staircase, no mask, fear face. The one police wouldn't dare chase. Keep my gear laced, do I walk around without pace? No way, pal, word up, my money longer than the OJ crap.
Should expect me to go platinum. That's the only reason why I'm rapping. And since L pass, niggas expect me to make it happen. With no release date, I sell in each state. I'm the type to drive a Philly for a cheese steak. So what, I'm a Harlem king, doing my thing. My name ring, chains and dames with the fame bring. After platinum, it's the same thing. And niggas will never learn. Till I pull a steel and make they lover burn. You don't get another term. Game's over, use my flamethrower, rearrange a rover, Harlem soldier, wait till I get older, and we won't stop, I thought Mace told ya, nigga stand, he do what he gotta, and these haters can't do me nada, being the fighter, with a lot of enchilada.
These niggas beat, they wanna chill, fuck that. These rap niggas with the mills, we deduct that. I act on my ghetto cats, wear my love back. Now wear the bruise and the drugs at. Corrupt cats, catch slug hats. Ask the feds where the bugs at. Puff with the dread, cause I puff black. High till I die, and you can trust that. All I wanna know is the club pack. I see the haters sweating shorty, but I dug that. She put my nutsack back where her lungs at. Little hoe, and them niggas who owe, get up that. It's me and Kobe, like Eddie and Opie. Go ahead, provoke me. Heard you rap, wanna rhyme, better be dopey. Still digging, still living, still giving. Y'all the ill-written, still fucking like Bill Clinton.
Big L, nigga, long hold it down. 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 Big L, nigga, long hold it down.
sir. Yes, sir. Long overdue. Rest in paradise to the God, the MC, the pioneer, Big L. Tonight's question, when has silence ever saved you? Dial in and tune in, y'all, 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. And before we continue, without further ado, call a 1 up on the line. Who is you?
Hey, peace, Jetty 8-Track, man. I'm telling you, between what you're dropping and what Hall of Fame 4-Time is putting on, man, travel in everlasting peace to Big L, man. That's what I'm talking about, real skills. You know, I just want to put that public service announcement out there, man. Big L had a mouthpiece on him, man. He had the streets. He had the skills. The beats was nice, man. I just want the brothers out there, man, if you are listening, just keep that on wax, man. You get what I'm saying? Don't let that spill into the streets. Hey, I want to answer your question. I want to answer your question, Jet 8-Track. I remember for years I stayed silent, fam. You understand? Not because I was scared, but a lot of people, you know, as I continue to tell my story, man, verbally, it's going to definitely come out in some of the books and the live shows when I take it on tour, man. Okay? For years, stayed, especially my high school years, I stayed quiet. And a lot of people took that quiet and meekness for granted. And I never forget, like you mentioned, I had to call because, you know, when I came up, they used to have a thing about, you know, after school, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you, right?
Yeah.
that's what the dude looked at. He looked at, back then they called me Daquan Shamella Law, man. Yeah, I used to travel the pathway of the nation and gods as well. So anyway, he said, yo, Quan, I'm going to get you. You know, I said, what time? He said, 3:00. I started whipping his ass at 2:30. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Hey, let me do a plug right quick. I'm the host of We Will Away You. And my next show, all of my show, man, is really, really catered to, you know, getting us to think again. But this one here, I want us to really, really think and stop putting up a whole lot of nonsense. Enough is enough. I'll be coming out of my scroll of Huni Bakatun, Mysteries of the Magic Man Haru, where I'll be dropping some jewels about military mindset. You got to get your mind right for combat because we've been in a serious battle, man, for our very lives are at stake. We had a 14-year-old that got shot to death by an Asian owner. See, what Magic Man is going to do, I'm going to address where did that thought come from. You know, black people steal, right? You know, and when people come into this country, they don't just automatically assume it. They was taught that.
Yeah.
They was taught that. So Magic Man got to address that, man, because we got to get to the root of the problem. All right? That'll be 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on June 29th, man. Definitely come through, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's for everybody who didn't hear. That's Huni Bakatun. Y'all tune in June 29th to his show. Show love, people. This brother right here is a talented, a traveled, and intelligent brother right here. He's going to have many dreams.
Wait a minute. Both you guys are going at each other on a battle of network stars. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Well, actually, you both are not going against each other, but it doesn't matter. Yes, it does matter. You guys are going against each other. You know what I mean? The first rank, Huni Bakatun, and the eighth rank, Jetty 8-Track. Talk about it right now. Yeah, I'm starting trouble. We'll start with our host first. And then we'll go with Huni Bakatun. Huni, you still there, man? You know, I hope you didn't fall out in the spirit.
Nah, I'm here. I'm here, Hall of Fame 4-Time. See, you just like your twin. Shout out to a living legend, man. Shout out to twin Andrew Presley, man. See, man, you just like your twin started your mess. Yeah, yeah, I'm here
hey,
for the long haul.
Hey, Jetty, what? Talk about the battle between you and the Hall of Famer. Yeah.
Hey, man, listen. You know me. I'm just blessed enough to be in the equation, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell y'all right now, Huni and I are going to definitely drop some signs for y'all, so make sure that y'all keep your notebooks handy. You dig?
Hall of Famer, 2 times. How you feel?
Man, hey, I'm going to be honest with you, man. You know, OG, I definitely got my work cut out, man. I'm definitely going to have to pack some lunch, man, take a few to the chin. You understand? Because, you know, Jetta 8-track, bro, you definitely got it, man. I'm not the first one to ever say that to you. So, you know, Magic Man got to really, really come out of my bag for this in order for me to win this Battle of the Network Stars. So Jetta 8-track, you might be too young to remember how Godzilla versus Megalon used to get it on, man. So it could be the greatest battle since Godzilla versus Megalon.
Indeed. Indeed. I appreciate
love
that.
You,
that's
bro.
Real. That's real. Yes, sir.
Well, now it's time to fall back.
Yeah, yeah. Check this shit out.
Hoochie rapping my dog, Big Al. Holding it down.
Hey, yo, I heard your single. You better make a whole new song. If they said that shit is hot, then they told you wrong. Clown niggas, you ain't got a chance at all. Big L, Cody on, too advanced for y'all. I make moves with boss all across the world. So don't be upset if I toss your girl. I got cheddar to blow, pockets never get low. Bitches sweat me wherever I go. I cruise in a GS Lex, Cartier specs, Nautica sweats with the fresh Gore-Tex. Shoes with baguettes, swinging like the Mets. Throwing the dice and taking all side bets. Never bummy, sit bummy, get money. When I hit honey, she felt the dick in her tummy. On the Lilo, I see dope from here to Rio. Flamboyant records, C to the EO. What?
Yo, only y'all weed people fall back. Keep rapping Big L, we all at. Going back to back where they crawl at. Swinging, walking, claw back. Leaving big holes with small gas. Have them all falling where the wall
only
at.
Only y'all weed people fall back. Keep rapping Big L, we all at. Going back to back where they crawl at. Swinging, walking, claw back. Leaving big holes with small gas. Have them all falling where the wall at.
From the spot to the cell block. Hot ass hell blocks with shells pop. When Excel rocks, the cops the SL drop. Put bitches in nail shots. No good snitches that tell cops. People find bodies in lobbies, you can smell shots. Niggas turn stale on the rock until their bell drop. New York living. Got a nigga 4-5 living. Send you as a gift to the mortician if you forfeit living. My fortune is forbidden. I say it one time before spitting. Then I leave your forehead dripping. I lay loaded, came back for more bread ripping. More thread flipping. More heads from chickens. It's time to turn the A blue. Bust out the cage and let the gauge loose. Blow the feathers out of your North Face boots. It's G-Rap coming back with a click of brave truth. Have your niggas running for home base like Babe Ruth. Have you holding holes in your body like you play flute. Lay you down till you can stand up in the spray court. Prepare for the takeover. Give you the face makeover. The seat in your rover sheet draped over. You're down on the block with the street taped over. I'm coming out of deep coma, your speech made slower. Corona Queen shakedown. I'm coming with the nickel plate pound. The Dre rounds with all your fake clowns. Get down in the unsafe town. Lacing it down. Black Gorilla fam, keep me taking the crown. Oh, yeah, we people fall back. G-Rapper Big L, we all at. Going back to back where they roll at. Swing and walk and claw back. Leaving big holes with small gas. Have them all falling where the wall at. Only weed people fall back. G-Rapping Big L, we all at. Going back to back where they roll at. Swing and walk and claw back. Leaving big holes with small gas. Have them all falling where the wall at. Only weed people fall back. G-Rapping Big L, we all at. Going back to back where they roll at. Swing and walk and claw back. Leaving big holes with small gas. Have them all falling where the wall at. Only weed people fall back. G-Rapping Big L, we all at. Going back to back where they roll at. Swing and walk and claw back. Leaving big holes with small gas. Have them all falling where the wall at. Yo, Cool G Rap, holding it down with the hazardous Big Al. Nah, I mean?
The coolest Cool G Rap, Big Al, two of the gods in this thing, man. Show respect. Y'all know what it is. Protect your neck. Wu-Tang in his... And that's just me showing love to all New York hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? It's where I come from, it's where I reside. I love hip-hop all across the globe, but I need to keep it real from where I came from. You dig? Tonight's question, when has silence ever saved you? Dial in to tune in, 516-453-9133, and press 1 to join the conversation. Right about now, it's that time for us to have somebody else that's on the line. So call a 2 on the queue. Who is you?
Good evening. This is Jesus from The Jesus Show. Peace and love to everybody tonight, yo. And I love your topic, the question, bro. So in my case, with the silence thing, I'm 44, born in 79. I stayed quiet for 26 years, from a child to 26 years old. I knew how to spend money, cut grass, ride dick, and have fun, but I stayed quiet. Mm-hmm. I stayed silent. I grew up in a very peaceful, calm, spirited home. My father didn't speak much. I learned that trauma and deeply rooted shit when it come to transformation, it come out in greatness. Because by me being silent for 26 years, I would have never known that I would have come into an evolution that the world would have to read about my bloodline in flesh and blood right before the world's eyes. So the silence, it brought me into an evolution that the world wouldn't believe. Silence brought me into the spirit of wisdom. Silence helped me to remember my soul. Silence helped me to break the chains that was around my neck through the state of mind in the belly of the beast. It was silence that helped me to regenerate the cells inside of me. It was silence that helped me to mature into a maturity of spirituality and also in my humanism. It was silence that helped me to overcome obstacles. It was silence that helped me to heal shit. It was silence that helped me to shake hands with a deeper depth of happiness. It was silence that helped to transform me into believing in myself. It was silence that helped me to break the contracts of procrastination. It was silence that helped me to be delivered from a lot of different fears. It was silence that helped me to hear the microphone within my DNA. It was the silence that evolved me into what the world would have to read about. Thank you for listening. Much love to you and to your show. Me, she's the show. I'm the last Thursday of every month. So much love to everybody. I'm going to just kick back, finish eating my french fries, and listen, brother.
Hold on, Sheba. You can't drop all them gems right there and come with all that powerful spirit without me at least one showing you love. For everybody that's listening right here, y'all need to show love and respect to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee Sheba's Power Class of 2022. Blessing the radio right now, blessing my show right now. I am humbled. I thank you, Sheba. But before you dip off and enjoy them french fries, I know they got to be some good-ass french fries, I do got to ask you one question. This is a really, really important question. So after 20-plus years of having silence being the incubator to your wisdom, being the incubator to your development, almost like how a chrysalis allows a caterpillar to evolve into a butterfly, what was the catalyst that caused you from turning to from silence to speaking? What was that deciphering product that allowed you to understand that it was no longer needed for you to be silent and that you were to enact and to empower your thoughts through speech?
I realized that I had evolved so much that I would be on the road to immortality. And one day I would go away from the world due to immortality. In saying that, I come to speak a message to the world that would be beyond the five senses of an evolution of a quantum intelligence that's installed within us. So that was the catalyst, which is the road to immortality, and I only have a certain amount of space, rest, and motion to bring forth and complete my blueprint in flesh and blood. And the world needed to hear what I brought forth from 12 different worlds, including the sun. That's the catalyst. The fact the truth that I am in the process of immortality in flesh, I had to tell the people something. Yeah, that's what the catalyst is. Before I reach immortality in flesh, the world would never see me again. So that was it. And thank you.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you. Once again, for y'all that ain't here, that's the last Thursday of every month. Jesus Powell. Y'all make sure that y'all tune in because that lady right there got some things for that ass, you know what I'm saying? Something for on that plate when it comes to food for thought, if you dig what I'm saying. But for right now, we about to kick back and groove a little bit more to the next track by international DJ legend. Olad Ski. Come on.
keep the deal when the game selling came. If that's what you gotta do to maintain, go ahead and do your thing. Who with the cash profit make an investment? And try not to go to the grave like the rest went. Cause you could be rich and crazy to own a house and 9 cars. What good is that if you're dead or behind bars? And yo, it's not even funny. I've seen a lot of my peers give up their careers for some fast money. They could have been boxers, ball players, or rap singers. Instead, they bank robbers and crack slingers. And yo, they used to be legit kids. Now they corrupt, they had dreams, but gave them up cause they street struck. You better let you in L. Robin. Either calling up some freaks to bone, but word up, I try to leave the streets alone. But it's crazy hard getting all the words spooky. The streets be calling me like the crap be calling boogies. It ain't a dumb joke, listen to this young folks where I'm from. You can choke from the gun smoke. Stay off the corners, that might be your best plan. Before you catch a bullet that was meant for the next man, or end up with a deep cut, or relaxing on a hospital bed for being street struck. You better
Brother O, I thank you personally for making this a beautiful night with that playlist, with the mixes, with that beautifully curation of a mind that you got in order to bring this hip-hop into the spot that we are listening to right now as we groove and doing what we do and what we got. You dig? Tonight's question, when has silence ever saved you? Call in to tune in, y'all. 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join in on the conversation live. You dig? Matthew chapter 6:6-8 reads, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closets, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. Imagine knowing that you have helped to give birth to this child. You know, for all my fellas out there, you have a beautiful wife or woman that you trust. For all my women out there, you have a beautiful husband or man that you trust, and y'all help to bring this child into the world. Y'all consummated your love through passion, and now an offspring that holds half of your genetic structure and half of your lover's genetic structure within it. You watch this being grow from conception, even before, because the mother knows, the mother feels everything going on, the entire creation. The mother feels it within herself before the world even gets to see it. So the child is known at an intrinsic molecular level, even before the child even knows him or herself. The parents know, you watch this child grow from stomach to infants, newborn, to baby, toddler, child, prepubescent, teenager, young adult. And throughout these entire, all these years, throughout this entire time, you're playing, not even playing, we won't throw the word playing out, you're being in the role of the parent. You know that when your child screams or cries one way, it means that, something up with my diaper versus, I've hurt myself versus, I need to eat. You feel it. You know it. So imagine when those cries manifest themselves and transform into language and syntax. Well, now you're understanding on a whole nother level, but you still understand your child. You know your child. So imagine you knowing your child. Your child automatically comes in one day. Streamers and banners, you know, trumpets blaring. I'm talking about the band drums going off. Drumline ain't got nothing on this, folks. It's going crazy. You chilling in your house. You reading your newspaper. You watching your nice little movie. You and your lady trying to get the groove on. For the ladies, you and your man just trying to have some silence. Just some y'all time. And here goes this kid. Turning everything upside down. Now you already know it's on some nonsense. You already know what it's about. They want something. Because why in the world would you disturb my peace like this unless you wanted something? Now, with that in mind, how would you feel knowing that that child could have just came up to you and humbly asked? That child could have pulled you to the side or waited until a nice quiet breakfast over some cereal or some pancakes and said, Mom, Dad, yeah, I've been thinking, I need that, you know? But nah, now your peace is disturbed. Furthermore, you feel like your child needs the formalities of nonsensical entertainments and distortions of grandiose proportions that doesn't connect to clarity or communication, but instead regards itself in the world of distraction. Because nobody's being praised outside of the ego at this moment. How would you feel? How would you feel knowing that, I know this kid. I know you want a car. This ain't the way to get it. Or, I know you want that vacation. This ain't the way to get it. The word holds much wisdom, y'all. These spiritual texts are more than just words, y'all. They are written by minds who came before us who were touched. As many minds who live amongst us today who are touched in their own way. These minds have been blessed with the insight of seeing what to most have not been revealed. But to all have been seen. It's a difference between seeing something and having that thing being seen reveal itself onto you. To reveal is for something to blossom, for you to be able to dissect, to see its innermost sanctum, appreciate, honor, and respect it, and seeing how every constituent member of the connection that brings about this seed, that brings about this plant, that brings about this flower, connects and makes this flower the flower that it is. That is revelation. But to see, well, you see flowers all the time. You can drive in your car and see flowers. That shit ain't special. You dig what I'm saying? But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do. For they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Imagine being able to say something in the form of just a few words and that being so impactful that you need not say anything else. I remember some years ago, I had a nephew, badass little nephew, you know what I'm saying? And everybody in the family, nobody knew how to control him, nobody knew how to talk to him. And he didn't want to listen to anybody, you know what I mean? He came from Africa, he came over here, he lost his mind. He saw what was over here that was different from what was going on in Africa. And I think he was even a hardhead over here, over there in Africa, pardon me. But when he got here, it just turned up. This is a few years ago now. This is like when I was in my teenage years. And his mother transitioned, my auntie, one of my aunties. I have many aunties. And I remember being in the church that, you know, one of my other aunties, her husband was the head of, which was in their home. They held the church downstairs and then they lived upstairs. And they were having a week. And we were there, and it was a lot of mourning, a somber and sober atmosphere. And here come this little boy playing his game ball in the service. His mom is in the casket. I was heated. But I didn't try to reason with him. I didn't want to sit him down and have a whole diatribe with him, have a dissertation. I didn't care about none of that. I wanted him to feel me, period. So after the preaching went down and everyone was dismissed, I believe it was to see the body, but it was around the time that, you know, people were free to motion around and move without being disrespectful to the service. I caught my nephew outside of the doors of the church in the vestibule of the building. I gripped this little ball up off his feet and I pinned him to the wall. And I said, "You playing a Game Boy while your mom's in that casket?" I said, "Put that Game Boy away. You ain't never going to see your mom again. Show some respect." And in me doing that, the fear I put in that child was more than any member of the family in what they were able to do in trying to sit down and reason with them. And it's something that's still talked about to this day. Caller number three up in the queue, who is you? Hit the groove and tell us exactly what to do.
Hi, how are you? This is Tiana Speaks, the host of Power of Thoughts. So I just want to say an amazing show, absolutely amazing. I really appreciate your articulation, you know, and it's definitely mentally stimulating. Every show that you have, I appreciate the way you express yourself, your level of honesty about your true self and not having so much ego and pride. I absolutely appreciate that from you. And I appreciate the kind words you shared the other day as well. Thank you so much. And as far as silence, I feel like overall, I won't use one particular situation, but when I learned that silence is absolutely golden when you're dealing with a manipulative individual, being as though you will be continually misunderstood by this person. They're just committed to misunderstanding you so they can keep doing what they're doing or continually trying to manipulate you. There's nothing you can say or do unless this person realizes they have to have a change within themselves. You give yourself so much peace when you don't feel like that you need to talk or speak or anything like that, and you just let it go. That's when I really learned that silence is golden.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, yes. Yes, definitely. So I learned that, and it gave me so much peace over my life when I realized that. And sometimes you might realize this different stages with, like, different situations or people. So I just encourage anybody listening that just you don't always have to explain yourself, because, you know, you kind of sometimes you're wasting your time, wasting your breath, or anything like that. So definitely silence is definitely golden. You just sit back and watch or just remove yourself. So I think that's very important. So Ali, I appreciate the show. I appreciate everything you said. I appreciate your honesty. Like, it is so, like, I don't know. It's amazing. I absolutely appreciate how raw you are emotionally, just lay it on the table, who you are, even the mistakes that you've made and you've learned, because a lot of us need to do that. A lot of us don't need that. Like, we're perfect and we have everything together because we don't. So I appreciate you being the person, you know, with all the family and network to actually put that honesty forth. And it, you know, I definitely wish you the best of luck with all of your shows and everything else. And my show will air June 30th at 9:30, daylight savings time. The power of thoughts, everybody. And Brother O, I just want to say hello.
Thank you so much, Tiana. That's Tiana Speaks, everybody. Y'all heard it. Y'all get down with this lovely young lady right here, a fellow articulate scholar as well, and a curious mind of great proportions, as here to bring y'all some valuable gems to feed y'all souls and y'all spirits. That's June 30th at 9:30. Tiana Speaks, thank you once again so much. I humbly and gratefully accept your sentiments, and I claim them, and I thank you so much for them. But now, for everybody that's listening, that got y'all wisdom in, y'all tuned in to what's going on with the lyricisms as the DJ is spinning them, international, world-renowned DJ, Brother Olatsky, spin that next track.
We got some callers that might want to come on. And, of course, we want to bring that caller on since they press 1. Here the 8-track. You have one person here that's ready to talk to you, the 2023 International Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee. If you're there. Answer Thomas Smith.
Hello. Hello.
Peace.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing lovely. How are you?
I can't complain. I just wanted to call in and support. I've been enjoying the show, and I'm like Tiana. I truly second everything that she said, and shout out to her. But, yeah, I'm enjoying the show, and I truly have been enjoying having you a part of the network. It's amazing. You just keep up the good work.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. That is the intention. That is the plan. But before you go off, why don't you let the people know your name and how they can reach out to you when your next show is, anything that they need to know about you?
So I am Angela Thomas-Smith. I am the host of Walking in Purpose with Angela. I'm on every 4 weeks on Wednesday. I'm in between Jerry and Hooney. I think my next show is June the 28th. If I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
Yeah. And we're going to be touching on, actually I'm going to have some artists on, and we're going to be celebrating Black Music Month. Of course, this is Black Music Awareness Month, so we're going to be celebrating Black music. So, yeah.
Right on, right on. Thank you, Angela, for joining us. Thank you so much for joining us. As for everybody who's been listening, I thank you. I want to send my love to y'all, send my energy to y'all. Thank y'all for joining in. Thank y'all for tuning in, for everybody that called in, for everybody that's listening, for just hearing what's going on down today. I thank you and I love you. You know, before I say anything else as far as a final thought, I just want to leave y'all with this. Have faith. Have faith. I know sometimes it can be awkward. I know sometimes it can be weird as far as stepping outside of the status quo, stepping outside of the norm and being a leader in something, even if it is restraining or taking your voice back from situations. People going to make you feel weird about it. Please believe. It might not be as easy as it seems, but oh, the reward. Oh, the reward of being able to go inward, of being able to investigate, witness, and break down everything that's going on inside and taking that light and shining it forth to the external for the world to see. My name is Jetty A-Track, and this has been Soul Genius Shamplu. Brother O, I pass it off to you, Blair.
Fuck it, another day, another dollar. Wake up to the barking from the Rottweilers, pull a collar. Make them sit for the Godfather, then I holler. To Justin, my son, run the water for the shower. Trust fund scholarship, sure to give them power. Baby mama calls, she pick them up in about an hour. Now I'm free to go, free to blow with the calicoes and the Navajos. It's just the way this player knows anything goes. Finally caught up with my nigga Sam. Sam picked me up in the 10-lex land. Wanted breakfast down at Pan Pan. What's your favorite dish? He ordered cheese, eggs, and grits. I had the swordfish. What is this? Three niggas dressed in black. Rollies on they wrists. Feathers in they hat. One tapped me on my back. Then pointed at my stack. Put my finger on the trigger. Then I asked him, what you want, nigga? What you gonna do when it's your turn to go? What you gonna do when you can't take no more? You gonna cry like a bitch or take it nice and slow? What you gonna do when it's your turn to go? What you gonna do when it's your turn to go? What you gonna do when you can't take no more? You gonna cry like a bitch or take it nice and slow? What you gonna do when it's your turn to go?
Listen, y'all. First of all, I want to thank all the folks that counted on Robert tonight to listen to our brother Jetty of the A-Track family. And, of course, show support for our beautiful brother, class of 2023. Soul Genius Shamplu, y'all. And I love the fact of this show, and I love the fact of his energy. And tomorrow night, we come right back on these outstanding network entities of multimedia with Mo Garman and Breaking the Silence, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. And, of course, before I go into, you know, paying the bills, Facebook, you can kiss my whole entire ass. today, you know, we were able, you know, we were blocked for being able to share our, you know, our shows. Some hating ass punk did something. Now, if you're listening, if you know who you are, take two pills and don't wake up in the morning. Then you're in this advertising too and go through Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest, Google, and Instagram and Twitter, and go to your underscore time. Ola Dali Malay, and go to your Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or want for programs tonight? Ola Dali, Dying Goose with Maya, gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dali Malay, and go to say goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there on our Porch Radio that support us on the concert basis tonight. And again, we go back to the class of 2023. And a person who's part of something that's going to be great on Sunday. And we don't want anybody to hate on us, because I know what to do now. You hate tour, we great tour. Anyway, the Battle Network Stars will be Sunday. You got eight great contestants. You know what I mean? Jetty A-Track. You know, we want to thank him. Tiana Speaks, we want to thank her. Clever One, we want to thank him. You know, it's so many good people. Ava Holly. And then Chinchilla. And then, you know, Dr. Chinchilla J. And then Angela Thomas Smith. Yeah, buddy. And then Jared Petito and then Honey Bakatoon. The eight best hosts of the network. We do it fine and live right here for you. And, of course, judged by some great people. Of course, you know, the two people that always come, you know, to the forefront. You know, Danielle Chaney from Epiphany Network. And, of course, our grand judge, Chief Justice Sylvia L. Blaylock from Cleveland Network. And our special judge this year, and a part of the one and only dynasty that is ONE. One half of the Soul Twins. God, rest in peace, Anna Waddell. But we will bring you Edward Burks. Man, I can't wait. 9:30 Eastern Daylight. The 2023 WNS Battle of the Network Stars, hosted by Ola Cassell. Again, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time. And, you know, for all the people, since 2013, on the 4th of February, that didn't think that we would do, and you hated then, and they were great, and you hate now. Kiss my whole entire black ass. Now back to Jetty A-Track.
Peace, peace, y'all. Once again, my love and my appreciation to every one of y'all, from the hosts of this beautiful network, WBNN and Beverly Nation, to y'all, the listeners, grooving in y'all cars, grooving in y'all homes, wherever you might be grooving and listening to this voice. Let this voice be able to console your spirit and let you know thank you and I appreciate you. And once again, Network Battle of the Stars, baby. Catch me Sunday, 9:30. And man, I'm just a humble person in the vessel that's here to just bring some love and some spiritual energy of the hip-hop persuasion to this thing. You know what I'm saying? But come and check us out. All of us, the eight seaters out here doing our thing. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be wonderful, y'all. And outside of that, y'all continue to tune into the place that matters most as far as the groove that y'all need to be getting down with. You did, Brother Olasky. I appreciate you. Yes, sir. Let's go.